For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The Argotes weren't playing, but the collegiate matchup between the University of Hartford and Quinnipiac University was still important for the minor league team staff. This was a dress rehearsal for opening day later this week. Tim Restall is the team's general manager.
We had a great crowd tonight, so we're excited that baseball is finally being played in Dunkin' Donuts Park. It was a great first run so that we're ready on Thursday for the crowds to come in.
Jill Olenatz is from Ellington. She says she came with her family because she couldn't get tickets for Thursday.
So we have three little ones with us today, ranging from 2 to 6. And I would say that parking was easy and getting across the street felt safe. My husband keeps trying to convince me to let him buy season tickets. I don't know if we'll go that far, but we'll definitely come back.
Tom Gerstenlauer, a minister at South Congregational Church in Springfield, is a season ticket holder that won't miss the opener, even though it's on Holy Thursday.
We're going to share communion, we're going to worship, and get ready to post into Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. But in between, I'm going to come down here for a couple of games.
An official in the ticket office said that there were 2,400 paid fans, but 8,000 people are expected for Thursday's sellout. As more fans show up, more issues could arise. Last night, it took almost an entire inning for the giant scoreboard to work right. And at 10 p.m., the power went off and stayed off for about 20 minutes because the timer hadn't been changed. That, Restall said, is why they call it a soft opening. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.